Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and DSC Insight calling. Welcome to May. Let's talk Eurovision. Coming up in today's show, the celebrations that aren't the semi-finals, Germany releases their Eurovision remix, and the BBC brings us Dana. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to Insight News. I'm Ewan Spence, and the team at ESC Insight are here to bring you the last 7 days of the Eurovision Song Contest. This was the point in the year, when we were planning it in January, where the news broadcast would have been broadcast yesterday. The final episode of Jukebox Jury would have been lined up for Saturday morning, not Sunday. And the Eurovision community's focus as a whole would move to Rotterdam. Our social media channels would have been full of, I'm at the airport, I'm on the train, I'm going through the Channel Tunnel, and more. We'd have been ready for a week of frantic interviews, live-streamed reactions, and various different ways of saying first rehearsals don't count, they don't have to be perfect out of the gate. And they would probably have been on our daily podcast from backstage at the Ahoy Theatre. But we're not travelling. The internet is not ramping up the speculation. Eurovision is just... yeah, that's it. It's just the community, the Eurovision, the contest, all of that. We've already faced up to the cancellation of the contest, but this week, the next 7 days, it's where the emotion of the cancellation is going to rise. Instead of building up to the contest, we're all building up to the absence of the contest. There are TV specials, there are countless documentaries coming out from each broadcaster, there's a huge number of online almost replacements, be that from the broadcasters themselves, or the communities, or local newspapers. There's a lot to choose from. And once more, I want to remind you of this. It's okay to be sad, and it's okay to have a personal reaction. It doesn't have to be the same is everybody else. Take on as board just as much Eurovision as you want to. You are in charge of you. Let others decide if they're going to watch every single special, just the one from their home broadcaster, only the EBU special and only on YouTube, or none of the events at all. This is going to be a rough week. Next week, even more so. You know yourself best. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do. This too shall pass. Well, we've got news. We've got stuff to go through. And 2020 is certainly going to be a year of Eurovision memories that are incomparable to other years. Let's see. What have we got? Well, we've kind of got next year's dates already penciled in, following Rotterdam City Council's provisional dates last year. Tuesday, May the 11th for the first semi-final, May the 13th for the second semi-final, and Saturday, May the 15th for the grand final. With that big asterisk that we haven't heard anything from the EBU or from Afrotros, and we probably won't till about August, September at the very earliest in a normal year. This year, slightly different, so who knows. What else? Just a reminder that the 2020 merchandise is still on sale at the official website, and the official CD will go out on the 15th of May. Other things that are picking up, obviously everybody's trying to repurpose the content that they had planned for April and May into different spaces and areas. So we've got a couple of those. Eurovision.tv announced that a series of videos with Nikki tutorials are going to be running from Monday. She's going to be interviewing a number of the 2020 entrants, not now on their Eurovision song or rehearsals, but now more about their careers before, during, and after their selection for the Eurovision contest, what they've planned coming up next, and so on. That's going to start on Monday, May the 4th, which, of course, would have been the start of the rehearsals week, and Nikki Tutorials had already been announced as being the online host as well. So just a slight change of direction there. A bigger change of direction from the official social media channels is the Eurovision Song Celebration. This is going to be two shows that are going to be scheduled for next week on Tuesday, May the 12th and Thursday, May the 14th. Those would have been the original dates for the semi-finals. What's happening there is online there will be a presentation of all 41 songs in the semi-final running order that was decided by the production team. Just a little note, this is not a contest. There's not a competitive element here. It is just a presentation and celebration of the songs. No doubt, though, there's going to be a lot of people printing out their own score sheets. The big broadcast Europe Shine a Light is happening on May the 16th in the date and time where the contest would have been. We've got a few more plans and details coming out of that one. Europe Shine a Landmark was mentioned by the German broadcaster. Various European landmarks are going to be lit up during the show. One landmark that we do know is going to be involved is Lithuania's National Opera and Ballet Theatre. We presume here at the NC Insight offices that this will be our annual sighting of the Eiffel Tower in the main show. And I'm kind of hoping there that the BBC takes that lead and puts the Blackpool Tower in, just to put the French construction to shame, because we have a ballroom in our one. What else for Europe Shine Light? Well, a number of names have been suggested as taking part in the show in the list of Eurovision alumni. Names in the air: Maria Serifovic, winning 2007, Ellen Nicky, 2011 winners, and fan favourite Eleni Ferreira from 2018 all appear to be taking to the stage and our screens on the 16th. Eurovision home concerts are continuing as well. youtube.com/Eurovision. This week was concert number 5. It's available to watch again on demand, as are all the previous concerts there from the 2020 intake. Tom Lieb, Senate, Val, Samantha Tina, Ben Dolik, Sandro and Roxen all involved there. And two from the 2018 contest also popping in to do their song and some covers. Michael Schulte from Germany and Zibs from Switzerland both singing in the 2018 contest. Speaking of contests, a number of broadcasters are running their own public votes and shows and selections in their reworked run-up to the Eurovision night on the 16th. Finland, their fourth show, is going through now. Bulgaria's Victoria and the song Tears Getting Sober winning through and is now second in their overall score table. Second in show 4 were Denmark's Ben and Tan with the song Yes. Third was Austria's Victor Bueno singing Alive. 7 ran. Iceland and show 3 of Alalayo saw Ukraine's Goa topping up the show voting there. Azerbaijan in second place with Cleopatra from Effendi, and Malta in third place with Destiny's All of My Love. 10 ran. Norway looking not for a 2020 song winner, that's going to come later on in the process. At the moment, Adresse Europa is looking for the best Eurovision moments. This was show 2, and the winner was Italy's 1958 entry, Domenico Modugno and Nelda Pinto de Blu, or as most other people know it, Volare. Second was Fly on the Wings of Love with the Olsen Brothers. They didn't stumble on stage, thankfully. They won in 2000, and Christian Krzysztof's Beautiful Mess from 2017 takes third place. 10 ran. No more updates on the 2021 selections. It's steady at 13. We've done that in previous Insight News, so it's the same as previously. We've got about a third of this year's performers already selected to sing for next year. Looking down the individual countries, we've got a couple of notes to take place here. Let's start with Belgium. Our broadcaster RTBF is running their vote to find the public's 20 favourite songs and performers from the Eurovision Song Contest. Although, strictly speaking, the voting forum already has 20 performers selected, so this is more a case of ranking our 20 moments into the public's favourite order, because for some reason, Colm Wilkinson's Born to Sing from Ireland 1978 hasn't made it onto the list. Speaking of Ireland, RTE have announced some of its Eurovision broadcast plans. Marty's Magic Moments, hosted by commentator Marty Whelan, is asking for the Irish public submissions of Magic Moments. It's an open field there. You can nominate everything. So Born to Sing is going in from me on that one, or I'll get a proxy to do it in Ireland. The one-hour documentary will package them all up together. The air date on that is to be confirmed. We'll let you know when that comes through. Germany, the Eurovision edit of Ben Dolik's Violent Things has been released. The song version that they were going to take to Eurovision, which is going to be on the official CD and all the backing tracks, you can finally have a listen to that one there. The main change is that there's a jury note to show off his singing prowess at the end of the 3-minute cut. Alongside that, Germany's plans for Find Germany's Eurovision winner have been confirmed. On May the 6th, all 41 videos will be voted on by the public and a 100-person jury. That's a 50-50 split. Out of that, the top 10 songs will be given a chance to be voted on by the public again. There may well be some live performances in a studio setting from some of those finalists, and it's going to be a 100% televote for Germany to find their winning song. At the same time, we're also going to see Ben Dolik's Eurovision staging and what would have been on the stage at the Ahoy Theatre. That show will broadcast just before the broadcast of Shine a Light and following the broadcast of the EBU special from Avro Tross in the EBU in the Netherlands will be a replay of Eurovision 2010, which of course saw Lena win the contest for Germany with Satellite. Slovenian broadcaster RTV SLO has announced that its part of Eurovision Week will include a public vote on Slovenia's best Eurovision songs, following the same track as Australia, Iceland, Norway and Sweden, who are all on a similar mission. Sweden 12 points, is going to find Sweden's winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. It's previously been announced by the broadcaster SVT, but they have now announced the host, and it's fan favourite Sarah Dawn Finer. Most of the public will remember her singing The Winner Takes It All in Eurovision 2016, and the Eurovision community will know her as EBU busybody Linda Woodruff. The live show is going to be on Thursday, May the 14th. In finding Sweden's song for 2020, they've released details on how the scoring is going to work on that. Show on May the 9th will see a panel of Eurovision and Melody Festival names taking the 2020 entry list and bring it down to 25. The public will then vote on that in the Melody Festival app on May the 14th. That will do 50% of the vote. There will be an SVT jury doing the other 50% of vote. Combine them together. That is going to be declared Sweden's winning Eurovision song from 2020. And with all these countries doing This Is Our Song, we can probably get together pretty close to a jury public vote from about half the countries. We'll let people who love spreadsheets do that as well. Right, Switzerland. SRF, the lead Eurovision broadcaster in Switzerland, because there are three EBU members in the country there. They have a documentary on Switzerland at the Eurovision Song Contest. It's going to be airing on May the 16th, before Shine the Light. It's going to be looking at their victories in the first contest in 56, and of course Celine Dion's victory in 1988, as well as some behind-the-scenes footage and discussion in recent years. Over in the United Kingdom, the BBC has announced more programming in the Eurovision weekend, as well as broadcasting on the iPlayer. Europe Shine Light has now got a broadcast day on BBC One. It's immediately after the BBC's programme Come Together, bringing it into line with other broadcasters using their programme as a run-in to the main EBU broadcast. Following that, a change onto BBC Two will see Ryland Clark-Neil and his A to Z of Eurovision. It's a clip show that's going to take a sideways look at the contest. What else have we got? There's a number of archive programmes coming out on TV and radio. There's a couple of other smaller shows as well. I just want to highlight two out here. One of them is BBC Northern Ireland have put together a documentary on Dana and her victory in the 1970 contest. That's going to be broadcast on BBC Northern Ireland and then the following night on BBC Four. And also the BBC Newsbeat team are going to be on the iPlayer with a Eurovision 2020, the cancelled coronavirus year. That's a working title, but if you just look for Newsbeat Eurovision, we're going to see that one as well. Ukraine, what is Europe singing about? Is the imaginative title from PBC's showcase of the 2020 Eurovision songs. So again, they're showing off the songs, they're letting people vote on them, etc., etc., etc. Okay, what have we got coming up? Well, we got the final episode of the regular 8 episodes of Jukebox Jury coming up this weekend, and then we'll have been through all 41 songs with the hits and misses and maybes. We're still airing on the podcastradio.co.uk, where you can listen to us and a whole bundle of more podcasts that you might want to listen to. And if you are listening to us on the podcast radio, esinsight.com, or find us in your favourite podcasting application as well. Twitter.com/ESCBuzz keeps an eye on all the online conversations as well. bringing you the discussions on a single Twitter feed. Over the next 7 days, well, Saturday the 2nd of May is another edition of Eurovision Again, starting at 8 p.m. UK time. You'll find out what Eurovision is going to be again at 15 minutes before the broadcast on twitter.com/Eurovision Again. Last week saw the 2007 contest with Verka winning out this time for Ukraine over Serbia's Maria Serifovic, who finished second this time around. It's fair to say the Eurovision Again crowd like their bangers. There will be the 6th Eurovision home concert next Friday from the EBC. Remember, all of those are available to watch again at youtube.com/Eurovision. And, of course, there are countless fan contests, streams, and everything else going on as well. The Eurojury show from Eurovoir is one to pick up. Eurostream is another as well. You'll find those linked in the show notes and on Facebook and Twitter in the usual places. But for now, thank you all very much for listening. We're going into a May that I have no idea what it's going to be like, how we're all going to feel, how much fun we're going to have. I'm pretty sure we're going to have fun, and I'm pretty sure that our roller coasters are going to be up and down and all over the places. So remember, stay safe, be kind to other people, be kind to yourself. Ta-ra for now. We'll bring on the guitars. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was written and hosted by Ewan Spence. More details at escinsight.com.